Memories of Burton Bradstock, 1939-45. An interview with Tony Legg and John Riggs, May 2004. Tony has lived in Burton Bradstock all his life, first at No. 1 High Street from 1930-42, and then at the Brambles. He lived with his mum and dad and his two brothers who were in the Navy. Tony knew John through school. John was an evacuee. Born in 1931, he was 9 years old when he was evacuated in 1940. He remembers going to Paddington Station with his mum one morning and getting on a train. Each time the train stopped, the last carriage was left there. Two carriages were left when the train reached Maiden Newton. John was in the one that was left, and he and his mother were put on a train to Bridport. The train stopped at Bridport and John and his mother were taken to a caravan site at Bradpole for the night. The next morning, Mr. Ditmar, the vicar of Burton Bradstock, took four or five of the evacuees to live in the cottage at Grove House. John and his mother lived there for about 18 months, while Mrs. Riggs worked at the rookery. Later, John made a last move with his mother to a cottage at Berwick on the Lytton Cheney Road. Tony remembers evacuees coming to Burton Bradstock in 1939, but most went home again during the Phoney War. Both men remember 8 or 9 evacuees staying for several years, with only 4 or 5 seeing the war out in Burton Bradstock. John and his mother had to stay because their home in Blackheath had been damaged by a doodlebug. John's father was at home at the time. A doodlebug hit the house opposite and blew in the front of their house. Mr. Riggs, sheltering in a Morrison shelter in the house, escaped with only a broken finger.